Let's begin.
This is Game Time with Nick Vaugh.
It's time, sports fans.
Talking Huskers.
Touchdown, Huskers.
Blue Jays.
Yes! Oh, God! Jay How about man! That?
Sports and more for you from 11 to 2.
As we proceed to give you what you need.
On 1620 The Zone, Zone app, and 1620thezone.com. Live from the Nissan of Omaha studio, here's Nick Vaugh.
Hump day up and running. Happy Wednesday to everybody. Soak up this 50-degree weather because it's going to be snowmageddon hitting late tonight. I always think about with the weather, what someone like you know, Adrian Martinez is on campus. Like all those incoming freshmen that enroll at semester that are from like the West Coast, like how flustered they're going to be with what like the next 24 hours is going to be like for them.
He's not here yet, is he?
I thought he was. Yeah.
He's here now.
Yeah. I mean, gosh. Yeah.
So, rough welcome.
Welcome, Adrian Martinez.
Hey, Adrian. Here's shovel the sidewalk.
Here's a blizzard for you, all right? Enjoy. Get used to it.
And judging by, I mean, I know this isn't weather talk with Nick Vaugh.
Oh, but it is.
On Game Time, 1620 The Zone. But can't you just tell by kind of the vibe and the way that the outside feels today with some of the moistness for people that hate that word?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get, like, heavy-ass snow.
I think it's about to go down.
I mean, like, the stuff that you get a heart attack shoveling your driveway.
Yes. I think it's going to be not good. I think it's not going to be good. But you know what? Let's just get through our show, figure it out, okay? We got a very, very exciting special guest that I'll tell you about here shortly, coming up later on in the show. So a couple of things, I want to hit on today. We'll start with what happened last night at the CenturyLink Center with Creighton beating Butler, improving to 4-1 now in conference play. And Creighton certainly lost a little bit of their juice in the second half, but man, the Jays were juiced up in the first half. Holy smokes. That first half, I thought the ball movement, the player movement, the space, the activity defensively was all really good. I mean, what was it? 47 points at half, 14 assists, one turnover. I'd say that's comfortable. I'd say you're operating with comfort. I just think the tempo that Creighton played with combined with the ball movement, because they would like scream down the floor and then that ball would start popping, man. I mean, it would start popping and there's back cuts and you know, pick, roll, pick, pop, swing, swing. And that would lead to wide open, easy looks. Marcus Foster was on fire, 21 points in the first half. Very few teams run like Creighton does. And very few teams move the ball like Creighton does. And if you do those two things, you run your butt off and you move the ball and move your body, you're going to find open looks. Now, Creighton lost a little bit of their steam in the second half, but give Butler credit. I mean, that's a tough-minded team that has erased big deficits this year, and you know, I mean, they're like a group that's going to fight. Yeah, you know, I thought Butler turned things up defensively a bit on the ball, then put their head down and started attacking the paint. And Creighton didn't respond well for a little bit, but still, they answered enough flurries from Butler to win comfortably. And Creighton's been really, really good at home this year. They're 11-0 at home, and they're averaging over 90 points per game at home. And I think it's a couple of things. I think, number one, because of the crowd and the energy, Creighton's pace and tempo gets ratcheted up another level. So the tempo is even tougher, even faster, even more relentless when Creighton's at home. And again, when Creighton can establish that pace, look out. And then number two, Creighton has a guy by the name of Khyree Thomas. And oftentimes that means that Khyree Thomas is going to guard the other team's best perimeter player when they're matching up. So when you think about what has to happen when you go on the road and have success, usually your studs got to be studs, right? Well, it's kind of hard when these studs come into the CenturyLink Center and Khyree Thomas is greeting them and then locks them down. I mean, think about Khyree Thomas has done that over and over this year. Yale had a stud. Maya Oney knocked him down. North Dakota locked him down. Nebraska, Glenn Watson locked him down. St. John, Shamori Ponds locked him down. Providence, Kyron Cartwright locked him down. Like, Rodney Bullock locked him down. Butler, Keelan Martin locked him down. Keelan Martin's season low was 7 points last year at the hands of Khyree Thomas. And last night, Keelan Martin wanted no part of Khyree Thomas. So a huge order of business for Creighton winning all their home conference games. Got to protect home floor is the fact that the pace goes up another level, which is where Creighton's at their best. But man, Khyree Thomas's ability to shut the other team's best perimeter player down is huge. It's hard to go on the road, and if your top scorer doesn't perform, you're not going to win a lot of road games. And just go check all the different guys that Khyree Thomas has guarded in the CenturyLink Center this year. I mean, it's a graveyard. It is a grave. It is a cemetery for dudes coming in and getting just locked down. So that's a huge place to start. You know, so your defense is in a good place because you've kind of cut the head off of the top scorer with Khyree. And then your offense is a good place because you're really doing a good job of pushing it, running, attacking. Over 90 points per game at the link, undefeated at home so far this year. Been really, really good. Really good. So Creighton now gets a tough one heading to Cincinnati, Cintas Center, taking on Xavier on Saturday afternoon. Creighton has typically played Xavier well. I mean, last year they were 2-1 against Xavier. Won at Xavier last year. That was obviously the emotional game that Maurice Watson tore his ACL. Then lost at home, but then beat Xavier in the Big East tournament. So we'll see what happens. I mean, Xavier's an interesting matchup because they are big, they are physical, they're going to try and beat you up. They're going to play a little 1-3-1 zone. But the big thing that you like is that Khyree Thomas is going to draw the assignment of Trayvon Blewett. It's a good place to start. We'll talk Nebraska-Wisconsin and what happened last night at Pinnacle Bank Arena here in a second. But let me shift gears here to talk a little football for a little bit. And obviously with the Noah Vedral news, it's because of where Vedral's from and his family ties to Nebraska football, it's really cool that Noah Vedral's heading back to Nebraska. I got to imagine that guy is like beside himself right now. Multiple family members have played for the program from Wahoo. And you think about Vedral coming on to the squad and he has to redshirt. And so you go, okay, well, whatever. We'll talk about Vedral when he becomes eligible or whatever. See, I think Noah Vedral can make an impact this year. The one thing Noah Vedral can really help in his redshirt year is coaching the other quarterbacks. Don't underestimate peer coaching and teammate dialogue. Think about your job. Think about whatever it is that you... We all have coworkers, right? Sometimes it just lands different when a coworker helps you out or gives you pointers or gives you advice. It lands different when that happens rather than when your boss tells you, right? Like if you're in sales and another person's in sales and you have a good relationship. Now, some people don't have a good relationship, and when they try to help you out, you just want to like, let me stab you in the face right now. But when you do have that good relationship, let's say you're in sales and another salesperson comes up and says, hey, come here, change that to this and do this instead of that. Or it's good. Sometimes that has a way of landing and registering in a different way. Sometimes it's in a better way. The fact that Noah Vedral already knows the system, already knows how things work, what Scott Frost wants, what Mario Verduzco wants, what Troy Walters wants, will be huge to add another voice to that quarterback room and even on the practice field. It'll be a different voice for Adrian Martinez, Tristan Jebbia, and Patrick O'Brien when spring ball starts. It's just different when it's teammate to teammate peer dialogue. We all have a way of fixing our mind into boss mode when your boss starts talking to you. You know what I mean? Like you get that kind of like you get that. We all know what that is. You're like your brain goes into this like weird place. I know whatever my GM would come and talk. You're just like okay, yeah. But if John Bishop or Damon comes and talks to me, it's a different sort of deal. Same thing in sports. When Scott Frost tells Adrian Martinez something, you go. It's a different kind of the way you register it and all that stuff's going to be a little bit different. Not saying anything's better or worse, and obviously your coach better be able to communicate and reach you. I'm just saying that peer teammate dialogue, peer teammate helping out, peer teammate coaching can be a really powerful thing. And I think Noah Vedral can really help a lot of those guys. Especially because sometimes players, there can be times a player is embarrassed to ask a question to a coach. Or just one aspect of things he doesn't understand what the coach is saying. And the fact that there's going to be that comfort level where Adrian Martinez can say, hey, Noah, what does he mean? With check this, hey, what does he mean with? Okay, what did I see with? So I think Vedral can help, especially because he can kind of relate to those guys. He speaks their language. So I think Vedral helps with depth and talent once he's eligible, but I think he helps with teaching and mentoring as well right away. So everyone in that quarterback room right now is obviously starting at square one in terms of their knowledge of the system. And you need all the help you can get, obviously, in expediting the quarterback's learning process of the system. And I think Vedral can be an important component, an important voice in that regard. So sometimes it's easy to just go, nothing's going to really make a difference until next year. I think Vedral can make a difference. 402-951-1620. All right, so I'm so excited. Coming up in 45 minutes at 12 o'clock, we're going to move the mailbag around. And we don't move the mailbag around for just anybody. I am so excited. At 12 o'clock, the newest assistant coach for the Nebraska Cornhuskers, the inside linebackers coach, my buddy, the all-time tackle leader in the history of Nebraska football, Barrett Rood, is going to join the program at 12 o'clock.
How did you contact him?
I don't know. I had to go through a lot of different people to get his number.
Wow.
And I'm really excited to finally get to catch up with Barrett and talk to him. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a blast. So you're not going to want to miss that. It was officially announced yesterday. Barrett Rood has joined the coaching staff. He was that 10th assistant. He's going to be the inside linebackers coach. Pretty cool. Pretty cool story. Lots to talk about with Barrett. And we'll pick his brain coming up here in about 45 minutes at 12 o'clock. So we're going to move the mailbag to 12:30. Just more time for all of you to get your questions in to me to make sure you email them to Corey, C-O-R-E-Y, at 1620thezone.com. Best email question is going to win food to Smitty's Garage, burgers, and beer. So that's at 12:30. Then we're talking to Brody Darren at 1:15. Talk a little Creighton Hoops coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. But let's take a break. We also got Scott Chandley today, too, coming up in about 15 minutes. I mean, we are just, it is former player day. We are crunk. You can email me, Nick, at 1620thezone.com. Hit me on Twitter, at Nick Baugh. Coming up next, what happened at Pinnacle Bank Arena? My take on what we saw last night from Nebraska. Game time.